Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. And each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called 6 Steps to Change in 90 Days. Let's dive in. Here's something that might surprise you. 73% of side hustles fail within their first year, but not because the ideas are bad. They fail because entrepreneurs do what feels natural. They skip the foundation and jump straight to building. Today, I want to share a counterintuitive framework that transforms struggling side projects into profitable ventures in exactly 90 days. Let's start with what I call the foundation trap. Most of us think foundation work is the boring stuff. Market research, understanding competitors, validating what customers actually want. It feels slow when we're excited to create. But Harvard Business School found something fascinating. Businesses that spend 4 or more weeks on this foundation work are 3 times more likely to reach profitability. The rush to launch doesn't create momentum. It kills more side hustles than any external factor ever could. This is where the science of change becomes our ally. Neuroplasticity research shows us that meaningful habit formation peaks somewhere between 66 and 90 days. This creates the perfect window for implementing sustainable business systems. Here's why this matters. After 90 days, your initial motivation will fade, but the systems you've built will carry you forward. The framework I teach my students breaks this into 6 deliberate steps: assess, plan, implement, track, adjust, and scale. Each step gets exactly 15 days of focused attention. This prevents the overwhelm that paralyzes so many entrepreneurs while maintaining consistent forward momentum. Let me share Sarah's story. She'd been running a freelance graphic design business stuck at $800 a month for 8 months. When she applied this framework, something shifted. Those first 15 days of assessment revealed that her real problem wasn't marketing, it was positioning. She was attracting price-sensitive customers instead of value-focused ones. Days 16 through 30, she repositioned from affordable design to brand strategy for growing businesses. By day 75, she hit her first $3,000 month. Here's what you can do right now. Pick one struggling area of your side hustle. For the next 15 days, resist the urge to fix anything. Instead, just assess. Track every customer interaction. Analyze competitor pricing. Survey past clients about why they chose you. Create a simple spreadsheet with 3 columns: what's working, what's not, and what's missing. This assessment phase alone will reveal the real bottlenecks holding you back. Remember this: the businesses that look like overnight successes usually spent months building invisible foundations. Your next 90 days could be the turning point, but only if you start with what you can't see. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.